Blog Talk Welcome. Radio.
Welcome to another Black Hebrew Israelite show, broadcasting live from Detroit, Michigan. I'm visiting one of my rental properties. It's located West Side, Detroit. I am a Detroit native. I grew up in a city named Ecorse, Michigan. Many of the Southerners who migrated to Detroit during the Industrial Renaissance, many of the Southern brothers and sisters settled in a city named Ecorse. And from this city, many started to move into the city of Detroit. And Detroit was once dominant white citizens, all the way up to 1970. Whites began to move out. Blacks from the southern states began to move in. So we are all brothers and sisters from the four corners of the United States. We all have roots throughout the land of America. When the industrialized city was being built, many of our southern brothers and sisters and uncles and cousins moved from the southern territories where majority of us lived to the four corners of the United States. So a small city of Ecorse, many African Americans moved there because it was easy to buy homes or rent homes at the time of your migration. My grandparents, I come from a grandmother who gave birth to 14 kids, 7 boys, 7 girls. And my mother was her baby girl. You can imagine a grandmother giving birth to 14 children. I come from a generation. I'm a Lawson because it is my blood descendant. I will always know my Lawson blood descendant because my mother's maiden name is a Lawson. Then I have, on my father's side, pretty much a similarity. 12 kids was born. So my grandparents was having babies, and then they babies having babies. So there's many cousins and relatives on both sides of my family tree. So I don't have no problem being called black because the majority of us know who we're referring to. I don't have no problem being called African American because I am a descendant of the African continent, because I would never give up my ancient inheritance. I just got to figure out how to get back to it to run off the Chaldeans and the Palestinians who is now ruling in my ancestry home today. So I'm the kind of person who can sit back and learn from all walks of life. I don't put no obstacle in my way, because if I begin to put an obstacle in my way, I will find myself falling apart. You will fall apart if you're putting an obstacle always in your way, especially if the obstacle is negativity. So if I'm going to have an obstacle to remove, I bet you it's a problem that had plagued my ancestors before they were young children to the time they became grandparents, in which, in my case, I never got to meet my mother's mothers because they have already passed, especially if she had my mother maybe in her 40s. So the time I was born, my grandmother had already passed. That's speaking just on my genealogy, not getting to my chronology of past, present, and future. But there's a value there because I can count generations by my mother, her mother, and her mother, and her mother. And I know I'm about the fourth generation from a grandmother who was 12 years old, was born as a slave. So that's a blessing because my mother was born at the end of the generation of my grandparents. So I get to feel generations after generations. That's where I'm getting that wisdom from. It's like mother, father put the children here to fix what they could not fix, and then we began to build, then our next generation comes in to begin to fix what we did not fix. But we got to set the tone for the next generation to be able to pull from the resources. God is in my life. No ands, and, or what about it. I just don't call him Allah or the God of the Buddhists or the God of the Hindus or the so-called unbelievers or atheists or the non-believers or whoever you think you are. I don't call them gods. But I do call that Hebrew God, God. It's too many nations is up against it for me, and the enemies of the black man is up against because it's still slave masters and their slaves happen to be the Nile Valley civilizations of the ancient Egypt and Sudanese. Today, that would be the two territories. Something got to break because how did the whole Nile Valley go into slavery? And we sit here in America scratching our heads like what magic trick occurred? How did the whole power get taken off the land? I don't go far into my genealogy and chronology to know. It is true. The covenant people had to fall. The covenant people had to fall first because the Nile Valley still had residents. If Babylon can take out the covenant people and erase their whole history, their whole name, their whole identity, and put it in a book, that person who never learned how to read would never know how to read from the book, because you will be too slow or naive to read because you're foolish in your everyday life. Men, we can't be foolish. There's a Chaldean, there's a Palestinian, there is a Greek, there is a Roman, there is now who says Roman doesn't fail? No one says who did they fall to? Rome failed, but it was a devil that fell. But what nation destroyed Rome? Well, if you don't know, you can't get to today's historical modern-day dummy who mimicked these people. These are mimickers. That's why I said it's time to dismantle the police department. I know you're looking for President Obama to do it. He's not. unless they mess with him. And they are messing with the president. They're trying to make the president, because he's black, they try to treat him like a nigga. I know. I'm a witness. The Bible has recorded it. How did certain men in Europe and certain men of Middle East and certain men of Africa able to keep a record of God's plan from the house of Melchizedek, which is the Hebrew house? How did man keep a record? Well, if you read the book of Revelation, it clearly states it was written and broadcast by angels. Angels have been descending on the earth. I kept saying, how? Because kings and queens, which is a queen only comes in power if there's no more kings left. And a queen can come in power, I guess. But who set kings and queens up in the history books? There was no election held for earthly kings. There is no elections. A king is created from an evil source or a righteous source. My father, my Hebrew father, vetted both sides, good and evil. That's why I'm careful. I'm very careful when I bring up my father, because he controls both sides. If I'm too righteously and I'm showing evilness, he's going to send a Confederate evil side to check me. And when he feels they beside themselves, the Confederacy evil side is evil, he sent a righteous man like me to check them. So God is behind the good and evil forces. That's why I have to humble myself. I do not play with the Father. Oh, no. I got first hand on how he operates. This flesh is nothing but a space, earthly suit. We may be spirit aliens in it. It's that soul, that spirit you got, is the key. It's a key. I said this in other episodes. It is the key. It has a frequency antenna attachment to it. It's here to carry out a mission, and if the mission God like it, he keeps you here. But if it's a mission he don't like, he lets you die. How many African Americans is dying? Well, let me tell you something. The increase of the police officers' attack on Americans, even though majority blacks is the target. You got to put officers into the matrix of good and evil. No ands, and, or what about it. So how does this work? How can I take the Bible, the Declaration of Independence, and the U.S. Constitution and enforce these laws? I would need an American citizen to be a jury. That's going to be you, African Americans, because if I'm able to bring to justice the very men that will help me to begin to help dismantle the police, that means I'm not calling on no one in District Columbia to help me do this, because I know that something is not right with attorney's powers in government. Something is not right. Someone lied to an attorney who then lies to the chief of police and then lied to the dum-dums of the police force, barely made it through high school. So I have a right as a father. I'm in my 40s. And I have a right as a grandfather because I got a grandson. If I'm going to make their lives better, I got to start removing the enemy. So how am I going to do it with the King James Version in my left hand, along with a copy of the Declaration of Independence, because I'm going to dismantle the citizens of the United States. We must begin to dismantle the police departments and put in place righteous men who's willing to enforce the law against criminals, but prepared to show mercy if you can. But if you roll, someone needs to remove you and put you in prison. So how can the laws of Moses, Declaration of Independence, and the Constitution give me the power to enforce with a sword in my right hand, aimed at any throats who come against righteousness? Before I strike at any man, I'm going to first see, did he violate the laws of Moses? Did I find an offense? I'm not going to make up one, because I got to find out, is his character evil? And then what is the maximum sentence for the crime? If I want to know what Eric Holder, George W. Bush, Obama doing in office, I'm going to pull the 7 articles of the Constitution out. And I'm going to see, did any of these representatives break the no rules? Because you have committed a felony, if you have. My sword and my laws is withstanding. That is what the Lord is telling me. Focus on the enemy to remove his bitch ass. The Klans that are already busted on them. Those sissies talk too much. They love saying Jew and nigger, then how the hell are you going to be a Christian, you anti-devil? You bastard. You talk too much, and your history is weak. Was you not the Civil War losers called the Confederates? Who whooped you at white America? So you hate white America, you piece of dog shit. I'm speaking about the Klans who the Republicans love to mimic freedom of speech. No, motherfucker. Article 1, Section 10 of the United States Constitution prohibits the Klansmen to being in the United States. It says no. State can enter in a treaty alliance with a Confederate. How can you have freedom of speech, old Klansmen, unless D.C. is ruled by somebody? D.C. has to be ruled, you see. Someone owned D.C., so I had to put things back into perspective. 2015. When did this occur? D.C. history only started 1871, and then it completed the White House, building of the White House, by what, 1876? Is that the bicentennial year or something? So who owns D.C.? District of Columbia is an acronym for representation of something. It's a foreign power. A foreign government, say they do. Which government of Europe is claiming the government of the United States? And you better believe me, a government in Europe owns the government here in the American territory. I don't care if you talk about Canada, because we're independent, you remember? We don't pose to have no affiliation with Europe government. We got the General Monroe Doctrine to talk about no European country is supposed to be here. So we got to get into the big perspective. Spain is controlling from Mexico to Brazil. The John Roman Doctrine prohibits that. So we now know white America is suppressed. Well, don't worry, white America. Don't worry. You are going to lose your rights just like we lost our rights, because there's more devils in the world than there are saints. It's impossible to beat the devil world without God affiliation. So there is no white American control over D.C., because if it would, you wouldn't have a World Trade Center bombing, collapse of the housing market, and police brutality on U.S. citizens if it was not. It had to have been a foreign power. Canada, have you set idle government? I know your history better than you do. Klans don't exist unless they started in Canada first. Who would you be? You would be the retractors who took the Underground Railroad to Canada to regroup. You dressed in sheets to make raids on America to keep the 13 colonies from growing. See? So you interrupted the Treaty of the United States beginning. I know your history, because hate is in those same territories that you don't supposed to be here. I'm sorry, but the Klans are nothing but Canadians trying to recruit dumb white people. I'm sorry, but they're foreigners. I'm sorry, Republicans. You are them. You are foreigners. Because I don't see you trying to fix America. You busy trying to destroy America from running a bill of attainder. Then you're trying to rule the United States through title nobilities. That would be articles of corporations. You're trying to rule opposite of what the Constitution says you can do. Everything is written in history. It's just a master of the covenant people had to filter through it to come up with these answers. Would you hear from me? Not one black man studied it because he's afraid of the man. I already know I'm dealing with a foreigner. I'm watching chiefs of police come on TV lying about Darren Wilson. And then I'm watching, listen to Darren Wilson lie. I already know Darren Wilson killed a young teenager. Why? What crime justifies killing him? You don't shoot at someone unless you were arresting him. You was not arresting him. The chief of police said you didn't know nothing about the so-called store incident. It's now being reported you do. That's a lie. The chief says you did not know. You're going on another call. Y'all, as a matter of fact, I don't know what police officer run to the store over a pack of dollar cigarettes. Come on. They don't even take the time to do the police report. You need a police report first. You couldn't profile those kids. You did not know those kids from the beginning. You just didn't like the idea. They didn't listen to you for the command you gave. So, Darren Wilson, I don't know how the District of Columbia politicians, Department of Justice. I got a constitution in my hands. I got the General Assembly supremacy to enforce. Oh, Department of Justice. I don't need you. I just need the American people, and I'm going to override you. That's the power of mighty angelship. I want to prove to Americans that Michael's spirit has settled upon me. I don't give a doggone about no devils. If you're a devil, I'm here to cut you off anyway. It's time to go to hell. All devils need to go to hell, because I'm looking for righteousness and peacemakers so we can get this earth right. This earth is designed for righteousness. She was not designed for evilness that we are witnessing throughout the land and the world. I want enough black men to arm yourselves because ISIS is threatening us. Just like the Klan of the Canadians has been threatening us. I want every 18-year-old to arm yourselves. Get yourself a rifle and a shotgun. Yes, you have the right, 18-year-olds, to have rifles and shotguns. But you don't use it on your neighbors because the law says that you're evil if you do. You will be killed by Confederate officers or the Union officers. One of us will get you. The Confederacy is just not legal. They don't pose to be in uniform. So I believe the majority of law enforcement are Confederate. They violate Article 1, Section 10 of the United States Constitution. They can't be there. Someone has to take the lead. If you plan on being a part of my army, it's three things you got to do. Or don't approach me because you can die. You can literally die if you're on that bullshit. Only the righteous can approach me. The wicked will die. That's why I'm telling you now. You can't approach me if you're wicked because the angel won't, my spirit won't let you. I got proof. It's people falling all the time that try to be wicked toward me. They're dead. They don't know why they're dead, but they're dead because I am a spirit. It's a curse to come at me evilly. I don't care if you to police, the judge, the just the sissy on the block. I said it. It's evil because God has ordained me and God has anointed me to represent Philadelphia, the land. That's the entire northern hemisphere. If you don't know this, brothers and sisters, it's the I represent the entire American hemisphere. I've been anointed, ordained over 23 years. But it's time for me to get off the right hand and stand up. I got to get in shape now. It's time for me to help you dismantle the police departments. And the law will be enforced. And any governor or Department of Justice interfere, I'm going to dismantle you. Because the law does work for Americans. It might not work for a foreigner, but it will work for domestic. Because somebody lied. The Philadelphia Convention will enforce District Columbia. Either you are going to prison or you're going to try to take the Underground Railroad back to Spain or Germany, because that's where many of you think you are now. Oh, Germany, you ain't nothing but a booty-licking Chaldean. You are Babylonian. Oh, I watch History Channel. Oh, I watch it. It love to show Germany doing this and Germany doing that. Germany. So that's it. Isn't that the Germans were the German Hessians in the Revolutionary War? They got their butt kicked by George Washington, the Christians. How can I rule the Christians, people say? Because their story is my story. They've been preaching about a coming of a powerful black man named Jesus, who is angels and powerful spirits. They said that spirit is going to be a black man with woolly hair, feet as if it's burnt as brass as they burn an oven. His voice, his eyes is like fire. His voice is like fire and brimstone. He will be able to inflict pain on the masses if he gets angry. if he gets angry. Oh, we're going to have to watch out for the African-Americans who supposed to be, one of you supposed to be the deliverer. That's the reason why they're attacking black people, because they're afraid of the deliverer coming out of you black men. It has always been in the history. They go after black men who could fit the profile of the deliverers. Strike first. But the FBI and the Secret Service know who this black deliverer is. They can't put their hands on him. They know. They stay far away from him. And he's from Detroit. It's a black man that they won't even rush to touch. They'll touch everyone else if they can. The problem is they've seen so many, they don't know out of 40 million black men or women in our culture, they know there's 144,000 angels amongst you. God put us in a mix. But his words must be fulfilled. He's not going to let certain chapters come into play if his word is the word he sent into Europe. And he had ready writer. That's what the Scots were. He made the Scots allies after they proved themselves. They was the first breakaway of the Ottoman Empire, was the so-called Scots. They didn't believe in joining the Chaldeans' Ottoman Empire. George Bush is an Ottoman. They call Ottomans because they call Hessians. Those are Ottoman representatives. Germany is the head Chaldean in Europe. The Ku Klux know this to be true. They chose the Germans. The Chaldeans will always be the head, but he's wounded because the German can't be trusted. That's who many of these local police officers, you're Germans. I am the spirit of Michael. I'm part of Michael's army. I can see who you are. My righteousness is keeping me from killing a German, another German, because I know you're covering up for each other, but one of you might not be as wicked as the other. But how do we get rid of insurrection in the District of Columbia, trickle down to the state level? We must do it as real Americans. Because we need a miracle. America was founded on a miracle win. So the enemies hate the Messiah who gave George Washington power over Great Britain. So they hate American. They hate white, black, and native. The Scots have not been president of the United States since Abraham Lincoln and George Washington and them. They won't let the Scots rule in America, old Germany. Scots, you have not been ruling because your enemy don't like you, the Ottoman Empire. But you, Scots, are the founders of the Christianity movement or Christian movement or the Friends of God, because Wallace and the Quakers told your story better. They said you was called the Friends of God. I like that, because any friend of my father is my friend. And if you was loyal, I would take your 5,000 citizens of America, and you help me remove your enemy and my enemy at the same time. And we would sit at the altar, because you are now the super minority. If you want that German monarch out of your land, you deal with me. I'm about to recruit me some white horsemen now, because I need white presence in Europe, because they see my black ass coming. They ain't going to see the white horseman ally coming. So I'm about to raise a certain group of people who is loyal to the righteousness of governments. All my African American brothers have allowed the elements of surprise made a lot of you evil. You will come against your own house before you come against the enemy's house. So I can't trust every African American because you have become wicked, many of you, in your wrong nothing. You put your energy in stupidity and not righteousness. That's not good. That's Babylonianism. That's not good. That's Babylonianism. And Babylonianism is not good. It never been good. It mistreat people whose hair is woolly. It mistreats people whose skin is dark, black. Babylonianism is evil. Christians, you're not the church of the Hebrew Israelites, but you can be adopted in righteousness. While we was going through bondage, men didn't want to join the Ottoman Empire. I'm sorry, O Ottoman, O Chaldean. The beast controls too much. The beast, which is Germany, control D.C. because they control District of Columbia, which is code for Canada. That's the Germans and the French. But the French, I have yet to witness a French president of the United States because Germans won't let you. Ireland, I'm saying it correctly. You haven't problems being the president of the United States, but you've been a majority of the time. But I know that Germany loves to assassinate you. I'm just saying, in order to dismantle the police department, you got to dismantle their loyaltiness. Their loyalty is a foreign power. I don't care who murdered Martin Luther King, those are Canadians. The Klan doesn't talk too much. The history of the Klansmen were the generals who defected in the Underground Railroad back to Canada when the black soldiers, who was the first Marines of America, went into the South to defend their family honor. That's why they hate Abraham Lincoln, but he had to save the Union. Abraham Lincoln's flag I'm using against the District of Columbia, brothers and sisters. I picked up his flag because I can read the scriptures. It's a Hebrew scriptures. General Assembly, Hebrew chapter 12, verse 22, 23, and 24. If you can see the word General Assembly in the scriptures of the Holy Bible, and you see the General Assembly in the Declaration of Independence, you should already know the key. That's the government of governments. That's the Hebrew righteous government. And God is taking people righteousness and pitting against people wickedness. I'm about to give the Union is older than D.C. The United States American Union General Office that I had is older than the Department of Justice. Y'all don't know what I'm saying here. This office is older than FBI, Secret Service, Ferguson Police. This department is the oldest. If this department did not exist, it would not be no United States of America. Because it was this department that I had now rule over all insurrections of Great Britain, by whom this department can throw Great Britain out of Great Britain because all General Assemblies of the UK and US, and now we see it in the UN systems, belong to Jesus Christ, the black Hebrew Israelite described in the Bible as a man with white woolly hair, feet look like like brass that they burn in a furnace. Eyes is like flame of fire. That's the sun coming through the face of the image of God. The sun will become a face, and mouth will be like a two-edged sword. That's the fire and brimstone. God is going to turn as you into a face that every nation going to know that's God. They're going to know God is speaking through the sun. It is the deepest time in history that is coming. That's why nation is in complex. Oh, Lucifer, the son of the morning, where do you sit? He said, the scripture said he sits in one of my churches. The scripture said he, Lucifer, throne sits in Patmos. So if you are a historian, tell me where Patmos is. Most likely, they say it's Germany, but I believe it's China. Oh, Babylon, oh, Lucifer, you have built your kingdoms on high now, but you tried to implement the old dumbness. Well, Michael sits as a former slave. You strip Michael and his ancestors of their rights to properties and do right. You come in cold. The clans pretend to be your sons because they are very evil toward Jesus and blacks. They call Jesus. They say, hey, Jews and niggas, come on now. Jesus both. And they dress in sheep. Those are your sons, O Lucifer. It is scriptures already foretold. I won. But it's time to dismantle Babylonianism in America. So people say, how am I going to do it? You pledge your life, your fortunes, and sacred honor to the Jesus Christ, our supreme judge of the world. It's written right there in the Declaration of Independence. And then you can approach me righteously. But if you want them evil, conniving, dirty little bastards who have been to prison 100 times, disloyal to your wife, your mother, your God, you stay home. Because you could die even approaching me. Because when you don't got your house in order, you can't do anything but fall. The scriptures is clear. The scriptures is real. The scriptures is has to be here so that the world can read. There's a good and evil. Oh, you just don't know. I'm in my 40s. And God been dealing with me since I was 24 years old. I done walked through the fires with the government. I'm quick to get on the phone and threaten presidents. I've been known because when something is not right, somebody got to have a voice. I watched all the Department of Justice retreat, all attorneys up there, because there's one thing I got versus them. I got the Philadelphia Convention in my hands. I already know District of Columbia don't pose exist. How do you explain what they did in the 1800s in this country? Someone forgot to tell somebody there was a coup, an overthrow. That was a coup going on when Abraham Lincoln died. And y'all decided to support that shit? Oh, no. So these rogue officers, who would they be? They will be the Coopers or the insurrectors, the rebellers, whoever they are. The most likely, they will benefit being Canadian lawyers of Great Britain and Germany. It will be a German, Darren Wilson, being told what to do. Because you could tell he was a dumbass in high school. He couldn't make it in college if he wanted to. That's why these attorneys love telling people with guns, you can have a high school diploma. Let us, with our law degrees, tell you what to do. We will protect you in the courtrooms. We will make sure your case will never get to a jury. If that's not a foreign takeover of the United States, I don't know what is. You can watch and see the formation of a liar. The prosecutor Ferguson, he's lying. Then you see Eric Holder, who is really afraid of his cabinet people, majority white, attorneys. Well, let me tell you something. The majority of the attorneys that run for U.S. government run corporations first. You don't get a Wall Street unless you got attorneys running Wall Street, writing the contracts, writing agreements between each other parties. How do you be the majority being for-profit corporations, and then when your ass is elected as elected official by the people, you insurrect because you are the reason why the justice system can't be trusted. So if I had the Bible in my hand, it tells me the laws of Moses what I can and can't do to you in reality. The General Assembly power. It's written in the book of Hebrews for Hebrews. That's why it's in the book. Hebrews chapter 12, that General Assembly is in the Declaration of Independence. You already know your independence if you know the wisdom of knowledge. Righteous men can cease because someone had to set the path for the coming of the Lord. Jesus don't have to return to any part of the earth that is not his. He's not returning to a Babylon control system. He's turning toward Hebrew control systems that occurred in the latter days, the latter times. The General Assembly is his system of government. That means so white people, Arab, black, done joined it. But Jesus can describe who's insurrect and who didn't, because he's the ruler. That's what made the United States the world power. She's been operating by roll false flag company countries ever since 1871. The Klans represent that false flag when they hold it up. Columbia flag. It's a Confederate flag. When did the Confederacy win the Civil War? It didn't. It's only an insurrect. You don't want these bastards in police uniforms. The law says they must be arrested and charged with a felony. That's the law. It says the people must enforce the law against the insurrect and the rebellion. There has to be a dismantle of police departments now. But who do we replace the officers with? Not with the criminal minded dummy, all he knows to do is steal, kill, and hurt. No, sir, we got to race you too. No matter if you're black or white or native or foreign. We got to get rid of the wicked man. 40 million African Americans, we must put a bounty on Darren Wilson so big governments would come in and track him down. Just imagine 40 million African Americans join me with $12 each. I bet you Russia will track them down. You already got anonymous. They going to tell us where his location is. Because they want a million. Shit, that do it for $25,000. They would love to track him down so they could give the report. Imagine I'm going to hire militia to go in and get him. Train militia because it's your constitutional right. And I will willing to arrest any attorney because you already violated what? The no title nobility. You run corporations and you run the judiciary branch like a criminal enterprise. Everything going on with the criminal is becoming crazy. Because we got some foreigners who want to destroy us. They done picked on the wrong person. The black horsemen, the union, because the brothers unify now. If we don't, they're going to kill anyway. Why not prepare? Why not break no laws? Just join me as being a union officer. And we're going to dismantle the police department, and we're going to replace them with righteous brothers and sisters. We don't care if you're white, but you are going to be replaced. We're not going to discriminate because a Scotsman is under siege now. He's not ruling the Constitution that he wrote. His ancestors, the sisters said, they're only 5 million strong. They got to be adopted by the black man because they were the first to set up freedom. They was the first. If they want to come back after being kicked out of Philadelphia, I don't have no problem, but you got to pledge your life, your fortunes, and you'll say good honor to me and my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And if you break it, you lose your life, your fortunes, and sacred honor to me. That's how it goes. Don't approach me unless you're righteous. If you got evilness in your tent, stay far, far away from me, because I will kill you. It's just the spirits have already done it. Angels don't play with devils. They devils because they don't have no home training. They're in a tent that day turned evil. He wasn't out looking to kill Michael Brown. It just happened to be two black young men, and he instantly turned into a threat situation. I know. Listen, I got rental properties. When you get someone stealing your furnace out the house, stealing your stuff out the house, even I'm guilty of going in with AK-47 and when I go to my rental property. I sweep my own house. Neighbors be seeing me with an AK-47 looking like a military genius. Campaign ready to shoot or arrest anyone going in and out. I can't even go in my own property because I'm afraid of meeting someone who may just have a gun. But really, he's lower than low, but he don't want to lift himself up because he's a butt asshole. Especially, they use little babies to go through the windows. I see the baby feet, so they're breaking the windows to put babies through to try to open up regular doors. So they have easy access to a property. I sweep my own home, willing to kill necessary because it's my home. But I got to make sure they don't destroy it. Even I know how to sweep my own property. I'll be going in my own property like Rambo. Maybe like, oh, shit. I done caught one 2 years ago. I thought I had it okay, but not. I guess then it came back. I don't know. Now I got to sell or rent this property now. Why am I sweeping them? Because I like sweeping. I know African Americans be just as wicked as a goddamn KKK. And rather shoot and kill you because they know they're wrong. Trying to catch a thief is totally knowing that they're trying to get away or keep you from whatever. You in danger. So I can't help it. I'm in Detroit sweeping one of my properties. And don't give a damn what neighbors see me. I park my car in the middle of the street. They don't know if I'm law enforcement or what. I get out my car fully. I look just like a SWAT team. But I'm going to check on my property. I'm going to do this and do this to it. And I'm sweeping. I think one of the neighbors done caught on, and if they came, this is the true story. I went to check on a property. I saw bullet holes in my grass in the back. I hope the neighbor wasn't thinking it was me, but I think a neighbor heard some noise, so he shot over there because he liked what I'm doing. Black men, you have the right to bear arms. You got to protect your family from thieves. Those not the Ku Klux Klan. The long people tripping. Nah, brother. The Confederates that stole our Nile Valley treasure. By that, we're going to go through the Confederacy to get our shit back. or I'm a Hebrew warrior. I'm not going to give you the word of God and don't be an example. There is no American government since Philadelphia been closed since 1864. I need righteous men to help me reopen the true United States and get rid of Canada, control over District Columbia, British Columbia, Canada. These are Canadians. They don't like white Americans. If Germany like white Americans, there's no need for a Canada. Somebody acting rude against American citizens. They just picking on my people. And my people don't know what to do. Well, the Lord says, reach out your hand to the creator of the sun and the moon and the stars in righteousness, and he will begin to demonstrate his spirit. He sends righteous men in your direction. Just don't approach me with death on your mind, because I already know I'm a part of my end. They're going to kill you. I got about 5-6 people that died that way. You can't set someone up like me up. You're going to die because it's zero tolerance with the mighty angels. I can't help it. They chose me at 24 years old. But now I'm hurting. God, it says, now the pain you feel in your body is the spirit turning on you if you don't get up and do something, because I gave you power 20-some years ago. It's time to get up now. So I'm about to get in shape on the so-called Royal False Flag Confederacy. Sorry, Southern brothers and sisters. My ancestors come from you. Oh, my ancestors come from you. You come from me. I can trace myself and answer back to the South. Many of you migrated here for the automobile job. Join me now in taking the 13 colonies worldwide. I'm going to tell you the reason why. Jesus gave them the permission to travel. Lucifer is trying to dismantle their travels. Who are they? Union versus Confederacy. Who is the ultimate empire? Is the Confederacy capital of the world. Who rules the Ottoman Empire? It is not George Bush. It's Saudi Arabia and the Chaldeans, because they descended of King Nebuchadnezzar, the royal family who took over the greatest wealth systems of Northern Africa. The family of King Nebuchadnezzar is still in control today. George Bush and them are descendants, they say, from. Those are pale men who, in history, in the secret chamber, believe they're the Chaldeans. I'm trying to tell you a story. It only takes wise wisdom men with messages straight from God who will put everything back in the right place. You can't do nothing, African-American, without mighty angels taking the lead. I know them personally. That's why I know. When they get a command, I get a command. How did I look up? Because of fire and brimstone on Sodom and Gomorrah, the power was Melchizedek King. That was Melchizedek. That was Christ. Christ is all the history because he's now the judge. Who set the judge up? The Jesus judge is the supreme judge in Declaration of Independence. That's Jesus Christ. Because the Scots got some unfinished business because they have a ruffian who brought us a slave, our ancestors slaves as well, in their house. But they can't fulfill scriptures yet until the Negro become the Hebrew Israelite, not the Christians. So there's a campaign to keep African Americans from wanting to even adopt this story, because God is revealing his secrets to a Hebrew Israelite. I was an African American told by God I'm a Hebrew Ron, I was around 24 years old. I don't need man to tell me nothing. God is the one revealed this to me because he's setting up angel ships. He says only an angel can fight a fallen angel who is in control of nuclear weapons. I wouldn't dare send an average brother to dismantle a nuclear weapon. I would send skilled angels. And you know how we do it. We locate the person in charge. Either we annihilate him or we give him, we command him to do it. That's the secret. It ain't that we're just going to dismantle the police. We're going to order them to break up. And we're going to hold them from head down. We're going to hold the attorney, the chief of police, responsible for what those insurrect officers are doing in the streets. Don't worry about the murder of Oscar Grant. He's now got a wing, got a white robe. He's been honored because he died like our Messiah did. He's going to resurrect. It's that officers that we got to get rid of. So it's going to take a special American because I don't want the officers to think I'm not an American. They're perpetrating as American. Why not challenge them as an American? I would not challenge them as a foreign power because I would be lying. I'm an American about to challenge the department breakup. So no one can say, oh, he's breaking the law. How? I'm American. I'm just representing the church in Philadelphia, July 4th, 1776, when the Capitol was there. It was a church and a government. That's my calling. I can't break the law when I call the chief of police. I'm the union. There's no way. I'm going to give a full report. I need witnesses. Who will fund this operation? The citizens of America. African Americans need representation so that we can cut through the red tape. We got to cut through the red tape. We got to get around what we think the powers of D.C., District of Columbia, is none but District of Canada. I challenge Department of Justice any day. And I'm known. They know me. They won't debate me. They won't even call me. As a matter of fact, they wouldn't even take because I had already set those attorneys on their asses. Because they know there's black men in the midst of them is more powerful than them. So they're now picking on our youth. Because the older we used to carry guns, a lot of us got guns. If I'm going to check on a property and I'm doing a military sweep on it before I go into it, that means that I'm looking for a threat. I guess I'm training how to deal with threat management. But I buy properties because Detroit, you can buy them cheap and rent them out to the mothers, and you can give them mortgages because you own property. You can do better than the bank. Imagine enough of us come together, we would make sure all property. They don't have, we have to save it off because we can become it. Property, you don't go wrong. Grocery stores, building supplies. We got to have hardware so we get building supplies. We don't have to deal with no one unless we want to. I'm looking for bosses. And boss ass. I'm a boss. You're not going to let me rule it all. And you're a boss. So on and so on. This is what this is about. Bosses come to get a decision for the community. I'm a boss. You're a boss. When we make a decision, it's final. And we send a message throughout the community. This is what's going to be done. If the bosses say Darren Wilson and Chief of Police got to go, they got to go. I'm sorry, but if the boss says that if even breaking up District Justice Department or attorney powers, we're going after the attorney powers, the union is the only power that can do it. It's the union. I'm heading the American Union General Office as we speak. A lot of people don't know why I don't involve myself too much, because I need the American people to fund operations. If you don't fund it, it's hard to send resources. But this is the office that's told the governor of Louisiana during a Katrina, you got to stand down. This office called the office of the governor at 9 a.m. Eastern time. So Louisiana may be an hour difference. It must have been 8 there. This was the direct call. It came from my office. It was left on the second command of the governor's office. This is why you saw military standing down local authorities. They weren't coming in until I got involved. This was the exact words I said to the governor's office. An hour later, the entire northern and southern command came in, shutting down law enforcement first. Because if I'm in the area, they didn't want to make a war with something that might lead to a galactic war. I'm sorry, but I don't want no Barbados amongst you. You can't create a galactic war. It's already been established. It's just Michael must win. They was protecting probably me because the threat came from me. This was the command. I'm going to give it out publicly so that you will know that even the secretary who handled the call will know a black man was the reason. I said, my name is Kurt D. White Lawson of the United States Union General Office, an ancient, free, and accepted honorable order Melchizedek. We're the true born sons of liberty. You don't win for search and rescue to refugee status confinement without food and water for the people. And now your officers got their weapons drawn as if they're going to shoot American citizens. I tell you what, you better stand down because the union is coming. And when Kurt D. White Lawson get there, you bet not fire upon me at that time. Hell will be paid. Other than that, I'm not coming to dismantle you yet. I'm only coming to rescue the citizen of Louisiana. And you bet not. You better tell all your local law enforcement they bet not stop me. And I give my phone number and everything just to call me. That's the spirit of God. And I did the same thing I do now when I go to my rental properties. When I feel someone has stolen my furnace, they done broke a window, I see little baby footsteps. They put the baby through the window so they can open up the door so they can go in. I know I got a suite, but am I looking for the criminal? Yeah, I'm going to catch him. But I'm making sure I don't hurt the baby that you. All that shit pisses me up. But if I do that on my own property, who said I won't do this with the government? I do it with the government because someone got to be a voice. Someone got to have some kind of right over rural police systems and job systems. But a voice is only good if someone is there to fulfill it or take its place. You can't dismantle government if African-Americans don't want to be government. Someone got to replace that is righteously of the wickedly. Be it all. Because someone got to govern somebody so that we can find ourselves at peace. I want to know I can call on my brothers if I have an emergency. You should be able to call on me if there's an emergency. That's what being free is about. That was the command that went out. That's why an hour later, All you saw was military helicopters. They could not come in because the president didn't order it. They could not come in. The governor can control U.S. military, NORTHCON or SOUTHCON, because they done broke it up into twos. Now they're saying we're going to use military just for foreign affairs, and we're going to use local police for domestic. But that's the problem. Are these Canadian soldiers aiming their weapons at Americans in a police uniform? We see their setup when they came out on protesters in Ferguson. 99.9, those are foreign fighters. They don't mind killing Americans because they don't feel threat from the military. The military is the supreme force. Why don't they feel threat? Because they are in cahoots with the attorneys. The attorneys is the lucrative secret order of something. Well, let me tell you something, old attorney. This ain't Canada. You were founded in Canada in 1871, in British Columbia, Canada. And then it was spread through your campaign of annexationists. You done got, you don't say states no more. Y'all say annexation. That's a Canadian word. You see Russia or Ukraine is annexation. That's a Canadian word. I know. I spent a lot of time in Canada. Four of my children, mothers were black Canadian women. Except one, she was Nigerian. I was a baby making machine in Canada. That's where I started as a teen. I used to go to Canada because the girls were so pretty and nice. Sisters over here, you know, they like the football players. Okay, I play hockey, but the girls really like me was Canadian. I'm not kidding you. I probably had every vanity and apple and chocolate. Oh, man, I had my variety. I go to Canada and live like a king because the girls love American men. I didn't have to be a superman, you see. So I learned the system. Couldn't work over there because I was American. So I had to be an entrepreneur. I became American promoter, but I call myself being international connection. I used to bring all the major stars through my office in Detroit to go to Canada. That was my network. I used to promote with Canadian promoters. I always picked up bags and bags of loot, $10,000, $20,000, $100,000 to go major shows. Handed like it ain't nothing. Oh, it was fun. But those days can happen again with brothers taking that negative and turn it into positive. You drug dealers, you're negative. You can't pollute without building a hospital. You can't pollute unless you're ready to build a school. You got to give the citizens something to do outside of being drug addicts. So whatever you're doing, you're either going to help or you're going to have to be arrested too, because we got to make sure our kids can pass. We don't want no unarmed dumbass with a gun with little pretty girls trying to go to school. We want militias on every corner keeping the riffraff down. Law enforcement will be full of black and real oath-taking militias. We will take over the department and put the Constitution back there so we are no righteousness must prevail. It ain't hard to do. I'm going to send a union letter out to even Eric Holder. He didn't receive some because I always send government enforcement. I be trying it out with people. People recognize government. They just don't understand the depths of its power because this is 2015 and this guy able to shake it as if he's part of Abraham Lincoln's family. Well, yes, whoever is righteous, God will make. And I say, well, Father, if I overcome it, I don't want to be a four-year president. I want to be a king. At least I know my family and all the families can come together and keep this thing right. Don't worry. The Confederates is what stole my Nile Valley civilization. I'm getting all my wealth back because they built these elaborate underground treasure vaults and facilities to house our stuff. I'm going to feel good making King of Saudi Arabia give it up. I'm going to feel good making the queen give it up. And the Bible says the harlot will have a right tree. I already know, you know, she's 80-something years old. So something's going to break because there's got to be a harlot in a harlot. This is why I'm afraid, Queen Elizabeth, you about to be a top. Because if they could get rid of you, they made the rest of the horns. And this is how it broken down. The Ottoman Empire spread it in twos within the seven continents. That means that they then created what is called a king and a horn. That means that three is six, but there's a seventh one. That 7-1 would be ruling the new world, which is America. A lot of people don't know D.C. is District of Canada. That's a Canadian founding right. Who founded it? How did the Canadians and the Confederacy, that means the Union armies de facto, how come the Hebrew Israelites won the Civil War? They were calling us niggers, of course, but we were the Hebrews. But God blessed us because we are rightful heritors. We inherit all God's promises. So he then gave us liberty over our enemies through the General Assembly, which is in the Declaration of Independence of the Constitution. The General Assembly is the Hebrew kingdom of heaven. So it has eternal. That's why nations in the UN use the General Assembly. It belongs to Christ. And Lucifer built his Canadian Confederation on top of her, but secretly running the Ottoman Empire alliance. The Ottoman Empire ruled Greece and Rome. Chaldeans is behind the sack of Rome and Greece because they aligned themselves up in the first place with the Chaldeans. The scriptures is clear. The families of King Nebuchadnezzar, the Chaldeans, will be ruling 7 heads, 10 kings, and 10 horns. Today they come in three. They're 6 and 3. The king of Europe is Germany. But they don't set their crown in Germany. They set it in Scotland land because they're occupying that King James people. Well, they're the crown. The king. Who in Europe is the horn? And that would be Spain. A lot of people don't know. But Spain is illegally occupied in its history. So she's been broken up. Then you get to the Middle East. Who's the king? Saudi Arabia. But who is the horn? Believe it or not, it's Assyria. Then is one more. Who is the king? China, the emperor. But Japan, you are the horn. And it's 7 heads who act like two, one act like a crown and one like a horn. And all the structures of the Chaldeans and the Palestinians are like what? Chaldeans and Palestinians, those are horns and kings. One is a horn, one is a king. God says, I put in the children of the horns to hate the kings. Because God is a spirit that changes things. That's why you're going to have Arabs joining you. Because they realize it's like the tree of life. When your eyes open, you begin to hate. And much of this that we're seeing today with ISIS, they're killing Arabs in the name of Allah. That's what that means. Because God put hate in the horns against their kings because the kings deliver so ravenously and the horns deliver so sacrificially, you see. And when they see how they use, how the horns of Germany, the kings of Germany, use America as their strike force in violation of the Treaty of Peace that ended the Revolution War, well, now the horns are saying, how dare you use that office to rule us? Because Germany is a coward. If they could trick George Bush and them to carry out their, why do Germans got to say they did it? So the office of Michael, the archangel, is in the midst of the children of Israel. I only deal with governments. So if you want to read a little bit about my enemy, you can go to the Holy Bible King James Version, because the enemy is trying to bring it out of circulation, because it talks about all of them and what they're trying to do. They don't want blacks reading that book. It's too much power of good and evil civilizations that has fallen and been risen from it. They don't want you to know how to read that, because the Hebrew will become like gods to them. And so they're afraid. So if you want to know about me and my enemy, you can read Isaiah chapter 8, verse 11, 12, and 13. That would be them, the Confederation. That's what KKK represent. That's them. It says no Hebrew should be like those bastards. That's why they got the flag. That would be the politicians dressing in the sheets so they can hold up the District of Columbia flag. They don't fly it because it violates Article 1, Section 10 of the United States Constitution. It's a foreign flag, and it represents the District of Canada. And those are Canadians carrying out insurrection. Those are Canadians killed Abraham Lincoln. Those, well, they weren't Canada then, but they became Canada. It was the Canadians that killed John F. Kennedy. It was the Canadians that brought down the World Trade Center. It's the Canadians who own 99.9% of Wall Street trade. Those are Canadian holding companies. I know. I study everything. Who benefits of killing Americans? A Canadian of German descent. That's just history. So who will be killing Michael Brown, Oscar? Who will be killing our leaders? A foreign power close to us. Matter of fact, the United States is the New Jerusalem, and Babylon is Canada and Spain around her. And the Canadians who are living as the king are now doubting their horn alliance with Spain. And Spain got a lot of reason to be. No one trickling money down to them. They all keeping amongst themselves in Canada. So Spain is saying how raggedy we are. So Spain is beginning to do what? Because the Bible says, I will pick the horn against the king. And it's happening. So the kings are scrambling for some kind of race war. We can't let that happen. So we're going to get our 18-year-old kids, like we see the white kids with AK-47s in their hand, we're going to put 18-year-olds doing the same thing. Instead of us building corners with kids roaming, no. We're going to take our parks, and we're going to sponsor those parks, and we're going to make recreation baseball, basketball, so that if you're going to go to the park and leave the babies alone, because 18-year-old militia is going to be there with their weapons ready to rest your ass. We don't shoot, we're going to rest you. And you're going to be brought to a secret house. That secret house is secret because we have not dismantled the turning control over government. You can't control corporations in violation of title nobility and then run for government office. We're going to throw out anyone who joined the Bar Association. We got to get rid of them because they're the ones who are setting the Darren Wilsons on the streets. They dictate. So the union, the American Union General, must put in. I know. I picked up one of my phones. It happened to be the Wayne County Prosecuting Office. They don't know they dialed a spy phone number leading to me. And I like, hello. I said, hi, can we speak to such and such? I say, for a reason, we just like to speak. I said, well, I'm that person's boss. Oh, no, we're not trying to talk to you. I said, no, you can talk to me. I'm that person's boss. It's one of my spy numbers so I can find out who's who and what's what. Oh, they won't talk to me, but it was about me. They want to see, can they put people in my office that could turn against me, set me up. I don't let no one come into my organization unless you sacrifice, because I already know if you sacrifice, you can lose your life if you turn. So it's very difficult to be wicked in my system. So what I did is just got rid of the system, and then I'm going to see if they're going to call me again. Well, why? Because I love picking with legislation. Something was giving attorneys and police more power over the citizens, and I told those representatives, you could pass those laws and commit a felony and be arrested. And do you not know the bill didn't even pass because they got my warning. Now all of a sudden the prosecutors want to know who I am. No, mother, you're an attorney. Want to know. Call the Department of Justice. Call the FBI. They know. These are the things God has given strength to black men. Black men, black women. The ability to change the world. This is the Black Hebrew Israelite Show. African American, claim your land with me. Call in, donate, join, become bosses. This has been a Black Hebrew Israelite Show. This has been educational to you. Tune in on Mondays and Wednesdays. This is about American. No one can take away your birthright.